Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We won't have time to play it, but I just watched it before I went live on the Sunday edition. It is the 21st day of September 2014. It's not our top story, but it's pretty interesting. Video, The Singularity, featuring Ray Kurzweil and Alex Jones. It's a pretty hilarious comedy piece put out, and RT aired it. Just letting you know that's up there because it happened to remind me of it when I saw it being posted to Infowars.com. But I just told Kit Daniels, who's in here working on Sunday, to post it, and I saw it go live. So if my voice sounds like it's blown out more than usual, I spoke at Casey Research last night down in San Antonio, down at the Hyatt, to a packed hall of mining executives, manufacturing executives, you name it, the people that actually employ Americans. And they were executives from all over the world. They're meeting to discuss how to survive during an economic implosion, not just here, but on a planetary scale. And the intel from all of these men and women that I was talking to is that it's not a question of if, but when. And perhaps tomorrow, when my voice is back during the three-hour radio show, I will break down some of the intel I learned there. I gave an hour-long speech. I did start screaming a little bit, something that the executives weren't really used to, but they told me they liked it. So that happened. I am a little bit tired, but folks know that I'll get my second wind here in just a moment. Where to start? Just incredible speech on the Senate floor Friday by Senator Rand Paul. Here's the headline from Infowars.com with the video. 600 tons of weapons given to Syrian rebels last year made ISIS stronger. That's like saying that a bear crapped in the woods. We gave 600 tons of weapons to Syrian rebels in 2013 alone, Paul says. We gave. And that's what is upsetting the system, is that they want to just arm al-Qaeda, change the name to confuse us, and have everybody just go along with it. But General Dempsey said that our allies are arming ISIS last week in hearings last Monday. And now Senator Rand Paul's talking about it. If this issue ever fully gets out there, the American people, it could bring down the entire system, which is good because the system is designed to basically implode the economy, implode the country. And it's designed to create a controlled implosion through which they get full power. So we need to implode their implosion. We need to preempt that to save the republic. So we've got that stack of news coming up and a very powerful report. We were able to find the entire al-Qaeda cross swords hour-long jihadi video that I haven't seen posted anywhere else. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's fought these people repeatedly in two different countries, did a special report on that we're going to be airing. And that integrates in with Rand Paul's speech. It's a 45-minute speech. We're going to air the first 6 minutes or so of it coming up in the next segment. Extremely powerful, as I said. And I am going to air a lot of reports today because my voice is just gone. I may get a little bit better here in a moment. In fact, I'm not just plugging. I just remembered. Wait, Lung Cleanse helps me. I don't see my Lung Cleanse. My Lung Cleanse is over there on my counter. Somebody give him the Lung Cleanse before I forget. Thank you. Appreciate that. I guess I could just get up during the one-minute break and get it. Thank you. So that I can maybe come back and have my voice on the other side. Thank you so much, Nico. So we have that information coming up today. Rand Paul blisters Obama and Clinton, calls for GOP diversity. Really big report here. ISIS drives Texas-made Toyota trucks, apparently modified for U.S. Special Forces. Obama faces heat over prospect of expanded war. CIA's anti-Syria program finances Wahhabi's head choppers. They've got a huge explosion that's happening in Ukraine. We're going to break that down and more.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide 4:06 and 20 seconds Central Standard Time on this Sunday, the 21st day of September 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have our great crew, Nico and CJ and Wes and others in here doing a superlative job. I want to thank them and thank you all for your support and your prayers. I, again, am your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are just two of our big news websites. Thank you again for joining us and following us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Our Twitter followers are real. They came to me about 6 months ago and they said, we can buy a million Twitter followers for like $5,000. And I said, no, I don't want a million Twitter followers. I want real ones. And I'm not knocking my social media crew. It's just that's what people do. 90-something percent of the White House Twitter followers are fake. Most of Piers Morgan's are fake. I guess for his $3 million, he must have paid $15,000 or something. I mean, I don't know that, even though they've had news articles that have scanned the White House one and others and shown the vast majority, 9 out of 10 or more, are fake. No, I don't want fake Twitter followers. You know, Matt Drudge doesn't want them. He's got a $500,000 on one and 300,000 on another. I've got 300,000 on mine. I've got real Facebook people of about 3 million because I got into that early. I came to Twitter late. But no, I mean, I want real Twitter followers at Real Alex Jones. I don't want to send tweets out to fake stuff. It's kind of like people that play Second Life and that's what they're into and they want to own a Lamborghini, imaginary Lamborghini. They want to have the supermodel girlfriend that's imaginary. Well, I don't really want a Lamborghini or a supermodel girlfriend. What I want is liberty and freedom and to have a country and a world my children can grow up in. And the Common Core universe of 2 plus 2 equals 5 is the equivalent of a Second Life, fantasy land, Matrix presidency, and I ain't buying into it. That's what this comes down to. I want the real thing. Speaking of the real thing and fantasy land colliding, total BS colliding with the cold hard truth. Rand Paul came out Friday in a powerful 40 plus minute speech that's up on Infowars.com right now. And he said that 600 tons of weapons given to Syrian rebels last year made ISIS stronger. That's 2 plus 2 equals 4. And it's also in the news being reported that ISIS drives Texas-made Toyota trucks made for U.S. Special Forces. Yeah, they haven't seized weapons caches. They've been given these. Video, ISIS terrorists openly commute on subway in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey's openly giving them artillery support to invade the country. They're allowed to just ride around with their weapons on the bus terminals, but no one else can. You can't have guns in Turkey unless you're Al-Qaeda. Then you're totally left alone. So we've got that. Meanwhile, Obama faces heat over prospect of expanded war. The left doesn't want him to attack Al-Qaeda. Well, don't worry. He's not. General Boykin, former head of Army Special Forces, said it's a fake operation last week in World Net Daily. They're blowing up a few trucks. They're not killing anybody. They're not fighting Al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia runs it. Our government armed them. They've turned them loose all over the Middle East and Africa. That's what's happening. And because Rand Paul and InfoWars and others exposed it, and Ted Cruz and others, they're being forced now to act like they're fighting Al-Qaeda. And then they can even let Al-Qaeda attack us again, and then they'll just take more of our freedoms and grandstand. That's what we've decided to be, is a nation of pure lies and fraud. I love America, but let's admit what we've become. Let's admit what a joke this is. Now, let's go to about 6 minutes of the speech from the start with Senator Rand Paul breaking it down, pointing out the reality. How dumb do they think we are that they openly fund and run this group? And now even General Dempsey last week admitted this in Senate testimony of the Armed Services Committee, and Lindsey Graham got hopping mad because the facade is collapsing. The smokescreen is clearing. Here is Senator and hopefully President Rand Paul.
Madam President.
Senator from Kentucky.
If there is a theme that connects the dots in the Middle East, it is that chaos breeds terrorism. What much of the foreign policy elite fail to grasp, though, is that intervention to topple secular dictators has been the prime source of the chaos.
Oh, they know
From
that.
Hussein
they did it.
To Assad, to Gaddafi, it's the same history. Intervention topples the secular dictator. Chaos ensues, and radical jihadists emerge. The pattern has been repeated time and time again. And yet what we have here is a failure to understand, a failure to reflect on the outcome of our involvement in Arab civil war.
No, Wesley Clark admitted it's a secret plan.
They say nature abhors a vacuum.
It's on purpose.
Radical jihadists have again and again filled the chaotic vacuum of the Middle East. Secular dictators, despots who frankly do terrorize their own people, are replaced by radical jihadists who seek terror not only at home, but abroad. Intervention when both choices are bad is a mistake. Intervention when both sides are evil is a mistake. Intervention that destabilizes the Middle East is a mistake. And yet here we are again, wading into a civil war. I warned a year ago that involving us in Syria's civil war was a mistake, that the inescapable irony is that someday the arms we supply would be used against us or Israel. That day's now. ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix. Now, even those of us who have been reluctant to get involved in Middle Eastern wars feel now that American interests are threatened, that our consulate, that our embassy is threatened. And we feel that if ISIS is left to its own devices, that maybe they will fulfill what they have boasted, an attack on our homeland. So yes, we must now defend ourselves from these barbarous jihadists. But let's not compound the problem by arming feckless rebels in Syria who seem to be merely a pit stop for weapons that are really on their way to ISIS. Remember clearly that the president and his Republican allies have been clamoring for over a year for airstrikes against Assad. Assad was our enemy last year. This year, he's our friend. Had all those airstrikes, though, occurred last year in Syria, today ISIS might be in Damascus. Realize that the unintended consequences of involving ourselves in these complicated, thousand-year-long civil wars
Saudi Arabia
leads to unintended consequences.
Damascus.
Had we bombed Assad last year, ISIS would be more of a threat this year.
That's the plan.
ISIS may well be in Damascus had we bombed Assad last year.
That's right.
Had the Hawks been successful last year, we would be facing a stronger ISIS, likely in charge of all Syria and most of Iraq.
They're not hawks, they're traitors.
Intervention is not always the answer and often leads to unintended consequences. But some will argue, no, it's not intervention that led to this chaos. We didn't have enough intervention. They say if we had only given the rebels more arms, ISIS wouldn't be as strong now. The only problem is the facts argue otherwise.
95% is ISIS.
We did give arms and assistance to the rebels through secret CIA operations, through our allies, through our erstwhile allies. We gave 600 tons. Let me repeat that. We gave 600 tons of weapons to the Syrian rebels in 2013 alone. 600 tons of weapons, and they cry out and say, we haven't done enough. Perhaps we're giving them to people who don't want to fight. Perhaps the fighters from ISIS are taking the weapons that we give to the so-called moderate rebels.
I happen to know Rand Paul was briefed by the Pentagon.
It's a mistake.
They said all the rebels are al-Qaeda.
Arms to the Syrians.
He's just giving a soft speech to the public because the public can't handle it. But that's strong compared to those that are saying arm al-Qaeda. So powerful speech by Rand Paul. We're going to come back with key intel on what's really going on straight ahead. InfoWars. InfoWars.com. Check out the breaking news there right now.
waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Man, that's smooth.
In this time,
give it to me easy.
And let me.
All right, coming up, I'm going to finish up with this whole ISIS situation.
To take you in this time.
And then we're going to get into Obama administration blocking information from the press, AP is saying. Also, it doesn't just happen here in the U.S., because this happened in the U.S. as well. In Australia, government snitch has sex with 60 prostitutes at taxpayer expense and gets paid to do it. And they use the info to blackmail city council members. Oh, my goodness. That's out of the Sydney Morning Herald. So some of that's coming up. Really serious issue. Military plant in East Ukraine devastated by massive explosion. Kiev, that's the capital of Ukraine, accuses Russia of using tactical nuclear weapon. See the photos and videos. It is a huge mushroom cloud on Infowars.com in this Zero Hedge story. But I don't think it's a nuke. I mean, when the West Texas fertilizer plant blew up, it looked like a nuke went off. It didn't mean the Russians nuked us. No, they saw the Russians fire, Russian separatists, three missiles into it. And then it was a weapons plant full of explosives, so it blew up. That's coming up on that front. Joe Biggs, who's former staff sergeant in the Army, highly decorated. He works here as a reporter. He filed this report on the new ISIS video, Flames of War, that they put out to recruit. And jihadis are just flooding there now with the tens of thousands per month. There's an estimated 200,000 jihadis there. They think 50,000 of them or so are ISIS. But, I mean, it's all just to confuse the public. They're Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. Well, Joe Biggs put together this report for InfoWars Nightly News on Friday night. And I thought we'd play it here for the radio audience dealing with this group. And he gives us his inside analysis from actually fighting al-Qaeda groups. Wahhabist, Haqqani networks in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So let's go ahead and go to Joe Biggs' report.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now today, the ISIS group, IS, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call these guys, government fund, terrorists, whatever, have come out with a full-length version of the Flames of War. Now, just the other day, we gave you a small preview of the trailer that was released. Well, today, they released a 55-minute version of this propaganda tool used to help recruit young, impressionable Muslim minds all around the world to come help and join in this jihad, this caliphate across the world, where they are threatening to behead, kill, and murder thousands of people as they try to transform the globe into a caliphate. And it's also another propaganda tool to get these young soldiers, Marines, airmen, and sailors to get their hearts back into the fight, to want to actually deploy, go to Iraq, go to Syria, go to wherever, Africa, and take these guys on. So this is a very, very big propaganda tool on both sides of the spectrum. You know, just a couple of days ago, John McCain came out and was furious at Rand Paul because he said, you don't know ISIS, you don't know these guys, you don't go to Syria and hang out with them. I mean, come on, it's right here in your face. These guys made a full-length movie. We'll have the link to it at the end of the video. But this is just going to be the intro to it. And there's a couple interesting parts. They show the famous part that we all know about when Bush comes out on that destroyer and says, mission accomplished. You know, we won our battle in Iraq, basically. And then Obama comes out and says, hey, you know, we're done with Iraq. We've won. We're pulling our troops out. We're finished. And then each time they stamp over, they go, lie, lie. So this is a huge tool to get these young guys amped up, get the soldiers on our side amped up to go into war, because that's how we make money. We get these contractors to come in and we start making millions of dollars, still in oil. The more we're in a fight, the more money we make.
Trillions of dollars. Small correction. Stealing trillions in these wars. Countdown to terror. Terrorist hit. Globals are to blame.
In the face of the dark wave of the Crusader Force, the historical land of two rivers bore life to a mission that would transform the political landscape of the world.
Al-Qaeda are a bunch of scum.
A mission that would herald a return to the Khilafah.
They attacked.
And revive the creed.
So the West could go in and take out Iraq.
It was the establishment of the Islamic State, nourished by the blood of the truthful Mujahideen, to unite
the useful idiot dumbasses.
On one call, one banner, one leader.
Hitler said that one land, one people. Oh, this is sick.
Thus, the war between Iman and Kufr was ignited.
I want to slap this narrator upside the head. I really do. These people
are with us or against us. Bush and Sanders.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They thought they had won.
They thought they won.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
They lied. The flames were only beginning to intensify.
Yeah, when the CIA gave you all the weapons?
Obama then claimed it was over.
Iraq's future will be in the hands.
This is so Saudi Arabia can take over the whole area, and then return, they'll attack us, so they can take our liberties here, but Saudi Arabia will be left alone.
By the grace of Allah, the Islamic State expanded into the land of Sham.
By the grace of NATO giving you 600 tons of weapons. Not by the grace of Allah, but by the grace of the great Satan that you are.
We love great Satan. We work for him. Oh, he's so fun. He's so good. We love you, New World Order. Together, we destroy America and the Middle East. We don't let kids go to school.
The flames in Iraq, meanwhile, continued their crawl, growing stronger, leaving the Americans in bewilderment.
Al-Qaeda driving American vehicles they gave us, those pigs.
The Islamic State.
Islamic State is total CIA, man.
The White House was deceitful. As Obama was forced to respond to the rapid rise of the Islamic State.
We see through you, you scum.
Stop the advance.
Saudi Arabia and all of you are going down.
Military to take
with your little punk Obama.
Terrorist convoys should they move toward the city. And so even as we support.
It's only Iraqis because Americans are ignorant they can pull this type of stuff off. Our government American openly running these dirtbags
not be returning to
chop off
Iraq.
Every Christian head they can. MSNBC is pleased.
وإننا منصورون إن شاء الله سواء أخرجتم أم لم تخرجوا فإن انتصارنا باستمرارنا ولئن خرجتم لتعودن عما قريب ولئن عجزتم عن العودة فلنأتينكم من سبت اللقاء
We went for CIA. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Not about sex, Gary. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, my friends. We're now 30 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. The entire second hour is going to be jam-packed with very important world news and information. But I wanted to go over a few of the reports that our InfoWars Nightly News team have been filing. From everything with NFL brainwashing to no-knock warrants getting police officers killed, it's all coming up.
Urban Outfitters has been forced to apologize for what some are calling an exploration in tastelessness. The retailer attempted to sell a vintage Kent State University sweater, complete with tattered edges and red blood-like stains, offering a loose, slouchy fit for those who wish to trivialize the loss of life. In 1970, students across the U.S. were protesting Nixon's widening of the Vietnam War into Cambodia. Nixon sent the National Guard to restore order to the Kent State campus. On May 4, 1970, Four people were killed and nine wounded when the National Guard opened fire on student protesters, firing 67 rounds over a period of 13 seconds. Witnesses couldn't believe that the guardsmen weren't shooting blanks. Now, many guardsmen later testified that they were in fear for their lives, which was questioned because of the distance between them and the students that were killed or wounded. And Time magazine later concluded that triggers weren't pulled accidentally at Kent State. Now, store officials insist that they never intended to allude to the tragic events of the Kent State massacre, and they promptly removed it from their website to avoid further upset. Urban Outfitters' offensive deal serves as a reminder that protesters are still enemy number one to the state. When protesters took to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri last month to protest the shooting of unarmed teen Michael Brown by a police officer, Ferguson PD rolled out the big guns. Literally. While protesters held signs and chanted, "Hands up, don't shoot," the PD moved in with MRAPs and fired upon protesters and reporters alike with a barrage of tear gas, rubber bullets, wooden bullets, flashbang grenades, and sound cannons, all in an effort to stifle the First Amendment rights of those who were fed up with an abuse of authority. Tear gas, which is barred from use during war, but apparently it's completely perfect to use on demonstrators here in America. When police fired tear gas on protesters in Oakland, California during the Occupy Wall Street protests, peaceful protester and two-time Iraq War veteran Scott Olson sustained a skull fracture from a police projectile. And after this cop was filmed discharging pepper spray at a line of seated demonstrators at UC Davis, former officer John Pike won more than $38,000 in a workers' comp case against the school, claiming he suffered anxiety and depression after video outrage. The FBI even planned to assassinate the leaders of the Occupy movement via suppressed sniper rifles. This was according to an FBI document obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund via FOIA request. Now, although the document is redacted, it clearly shows that the FBI planned to gather intelligence against the leaders of the protest groups, then formulate a plan to kill the leadership via suppressed sniper rifles. Now, news of an FBI plot to murder political activists doesn't come as a surprise to those who are familiar with COINTELPRO. The FBI's COINTELPRO program of the 1960s and 70s aimed to frighten dissidents and disrupt their movements, enabling the FBI and police to eliminate the leaders of mass movements without undermining the image of the United States as a democracy. Now, according to the official narrative, COINTELPRO was terminated in 1971, but that is clearly not the case. For years, the government has been using anti-terror laws to crush dissent. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden wrote about the NSA's spying programs, saying, "These programs were never about terrorism. They're about economic spying, social control, and diplomatic manipulation. They're about power." Attorney General Eric Holder announced Monday another spying program that he claims is aimed at fostering community and local outreach efforts to combat the message of extremist groups such as ISIS. But we know this isn't about ISIS. Exclusive photographs provided to InfoWars earlier this month from a local business owner show an FBI PowerPoint presentation placing homegrown groups at the top of the agency's terror watch list.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
By conflating political dissidents with terrorism, local, state, and federal law enforcement can pursue activists simply for challenging government policy. And as history shows, the establishment has no problem using violence to subdue opposition.
Imagine this scenario. It's about 5:30 in the morning and you hear the rustling of a window. Maybe you pick up a firearm and you walk through your dark house to investigate. You turn the corner and what do you find? Multiple armed men climbing in through said window. You open fire on the men, hitting three, killing one. And then you find out that despite these criminal tactics, these are in fact police officers, and now you, the homeowner, are facing a murder charge. Such is the case of Marvin Guy of Texas. Police entered the home looking for drugs. They did find drug paraphernalia, but not the drugs that they were looking for. What about the case of Ryan Frederick of Virginia? A police informant had burglarized his home, and then when told law enforcement that he had witnessed a growing operation of marijuana, the police raided the home, but Frederick, logically thinking that the burglar had returned, opened fire on a man he saw kicking in his front door. It happened to be a police officer, and now Frederick is facing 10 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. The police did recover some marijuana, but it turns out that Frederick isn't exactly the Rick Ross or Scarface of Mary Jane. But common sense does sometimes prevail, such as in the case of Henry Goldrich of Texas. Texas sheriffs busted into his house with a no-knock raid at the end of 2013, but Goldrich, thinking that logically a burglar was coming into his home, opened fire on the sheriffs, killing one of them. The murder charge was eventually dropped, but Goldrich still had to contend with drug and weapons allegations. The shock and awe tactic of the no-knock raid is self-defeating in my personal opinion. Why can't we go back to the old days where an officer would come knock on the door at a decent hour, maybe another officer out back in case the suspect took off, instead of riding around in these black war wagons giving the police a false sense of security? They find out the hard way that all it takes is a few well-placed shots to evade all that body armor. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Apple has announced that they will no longer unlock most phones or iPads for police, even with a search warrant. Rather than comply with binding court orders, Apple has reworked its latest encryption in a way that prevents the company or anyone but the device's owner from gaining access to user data that's typically stored on phones or tablets. With this latest upgrade, Apple will no longer be able to bypass your passcode, making it technically impossible for them to respond to government warrants. But not so fast. This all amounts to little more than Apple realizing that they're losing money by alienating customers who think that they've been all too willing to hand over their private data to the government. With the iOS 8, Apple absolves itself of any outright spying compliance by appearing to offer more rigorous security. If you're a person who's concerned about privacy, you'll buy their product and not the competitors, right? Your user data can still be accessed. Most people already back up their phones to iCloud. Apple will still have the ability and the legal responsibility to turn over user data that's stored elsewhere, such as in its iCloud service. Users who want to prevent all forms of police access to their information will have to adjust settings in a way that blocks data from flowing to iCloud. But even that is not enough to stop the feds from accessing your private data. Rogue cell phone towers that have been popping up all over the country are already being used to clandestinely access your mobile devices. Meanwhile, as the media is focusing all of its attention on the fact that malicious hackers have stolen nude photos from celebrities, the fact that police are using this very same software is completely overlooked. Now, Apple's latest move to convince buyers that it's not actively participating in this surveillance panopticon by offering stronger encryption is little more than deception. It's just going to keep those slaves lining up to buy its products.
It's the Alex Jones Show. You're listening to Alex Jones. Here are some reports followed by our reporters, Jakari Jackson and John Barron.
The Washington Times reports the Air Force has dumped "So Help Me God" from its oath as a result of an unidentified atheist airman defending his right of freedom of religion. I can only agree with the unknown airman's stance for his own beliefs. However, the death of morality appears to be gaining a transformative foothold on the minds and spirit of a country founded by men who espoused warnings about straying too far into the dark woods filled with power-mad and unethical leaders. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. John Adams. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. Samuel Adams. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Benjamin Franklin. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all Republican governments. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Our marriage rate has descended to lows not seen since the Roaring Twenties. Our children are bombarded with perversion, not just on television, but in their schools. Two sides of the same Bible that unknown airman renounces are set to clash in Oklahoma. As Satanists have sold out the Oklahoma City Civic Center for their blasphemous mockery of the Catholic Mass. As harmless as that may seem, ritualistic pedophilia has seeped into the highest levels of government for decades.
The Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a callboy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year.
Take a look at this, for instance. The National Security Agency, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the very secretive Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Others also worked on actual military installations, including Edwards Air Force Base in California and also the California-based Naval Air Warfare Center.
Whether it's the Presidio daycare scandal...
This is the Temple of Set. The temple is the only international satanic religious institution fully recognized by the United States government.
Indeed, the Army does officially recognize Satanism as a legitimate religion. Here, charges surface connecting ritual child abuse at the Presidio Daycare Center to the devil cult. It was here parents and others alleged that as many as 60 young children were ritualistically abused by soldiers of Satan.
What actually was done to the kids?
Oral copulation, sodomy, defecation, they were urinated on.
The continuing DynCorp operations.
Here's how they explained it. The DynCorp workers had, quote, hired a teenage boy to perform a tribal dance at a company farewell party. No, that's not what happened. They hired a boy to do the tribal practice of having sex with him.
The most abnormal and unethical people are running the whole show. So to that unknown airman out there in Nevada and what remains of American ethics for your children and your future, from Christian author C.S. Lewis, we regard God as an airman regards his parachute. It's there for emergencies, but he hopes he'll never have to use it. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
One of the top stories concerning our nation, besides the potential funding of ISIS and a potential Ebola outbreak, is the scandals involving the NFL. And no, this is not Sports Center. We talk about this to talk about the serious issues of child abuse, of domestic violence, because as you recall previously, the NFL had the scandal involving Jovan Belcher and the murder-suicide of himself and his girlfriend. Bring you up to date with the most recent things, the most recent allegations concerning one Adrian Peterson involving child abuse. And, you know, when we talk about these topics, it's that when you have entertainers, especially sports stars, when it relates to the men, you know, because these NFL players, these NBA players, they're hyped up as, you know, this is the ultimate man. You know, you got this guy, he's in great shape, he has all these physical attributes, and he's put out there as to be, you know, the pinnacle of what you want to be, you know, kind of like a superhero, right? So this is what you should achieve to be. But the issue is when these guys get in trouble, it's the ultimate fall from grace. You know, they try to see how low they can take these guys. And some of these guys definitely need to be taken down if they're doing some of these actions that they're accused of. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you have organizations like the NFL, a guy kills his girlfriend in a murder-suicide, now we have to ban the guns. You know, it's the gun culture, they come out and say with their commentator. It's the gun culture that attributes to these type of actions. Well, I'll tell you, I've reported on many gun stories here in the state of Texas, around the country, but personally here in the state of Texas. And I've seen people very immersed in the gun culture. And these aren't violent people. These are people who can walk peacefully down the street, assembled with their long arms, walk down the street, educating people, handing out literature, and it's all well and good. No violence has taken place. So when they say the NFL that it's the gun culture, I disagree with that. And now we're talking about more physical domestic violence. We saw Ray Rice punch his girlfriend, knock her out, and also, you know, the allegations with Adrian Peterson saying that he spanked his child so hard that he basically sent them to the hospital. And I'm not one of those one-size-fits-all kind of guys, you know, because even in my more recent days here at InfoWars, I'm trying to be careful to say, you know, it's not police at large, it's this individual in the police department or this individual in the sheriff's department or this FBI agent or this ATF agent, and not try to say that everybody's collectively guilty who's in those organizations. And it's the same thing with the NFL. A lot of these guys, you know, they're good-hearted guys who just grew up to play the game they love as a child. There are a lot of good-hearted people. You know, even a guy from my hometown who I went to school with, you know, he comes back to town during the summers and he teaches a free camp for the kids. And it's great. So you have a lot of good guys in the league, but you have some of these bad apples. And so I say all that to say this, that when you have the bad apples come out and do the gun violence, and now everybody's collectively guilty who's in the gun culture, is every man going to be responsible for the actions of these guys, do these bad things to their wives, their girlfriends, and so on and so forth? So let's get straight into these articles. Now, Peterson's attorney responds to new allegations he injured another son. Of course, referring to Adrian Peterson, some photos emerged of what alleged to be Peterson's son. He has these big welts and scars on his legs, had to be taken to a hospital. And personally, you know, I don't have a problem with spanking kids. I don't recommend that you send them to the hospital. That does cross the line to child abuse. I was spanked, talking to the guys in the back. They were spanked. You know, they tried to make it a Southern thing. It's not a Southern thing. It's in the Bible. Spare the rod and spoil the child. That doesn't mean beat the child until they're put into the hospital. But you give them a little pat on the butt. Hey, don't do that again. And the people I know, or, you know, the parents I know who don't spank their kids, and like, you know, Johnny, I'm gonna count to 10, 9, 9.5, 9.75. And then they go on this whole deal trying to get to 10. And it's a joke. And the kids are running wild. So I encourage people, well, personally, I would spank kids if I had kids, but I would not put them in the hospital. Another article about Peterson. Adrian Peterson case brings scrutiny to child spanking. And we'll go on here. SportsCenter hosts on Ray Rice, we need to reprogram the way we raise men. Reprogram. Well, let's see. This is ESPN writer Kate Fagan said the NFL should spend millions on programs to encourage boys to be raised in a less hyper-masculine environment. I don't think masculinity and violence are one and the same. You know, you can have a good, strong, he's not a role model, but you think about some guy like the Dos Equis man, right? And like I said, I'm not encouraging anybody to drink. I'm not saying that's the pinnacle of manliness. But, you know, he's just, you know, an adventurous guy, this fictional character. You know, and that's kind of, you know, what I'd like to be. I'd like to be an adventurer or a conqueror, you know, out on some expedition. To me, that's what's manly, not physical violence. You know, if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. And I'm definitely not saying that the cases we're talking about here are self-defense cases. But, you know, just being an adventurer, doing something useful with your time, building a media operation like Alex Jones did. You know, that's manly and masculine as far as I'm concerned, not saying that people need to be abusing their children. Spanking isn't parenting, it's child abuse. Now, once again, as I said earlier, if you spank your child to the point where you have to put them in the hospital, yes, that is child abuse, but a little pat on the butt, I don't see anything wrong with that. But, you know, people don't like that. They want you to have these little hellion children running around and doing all these horrific things. We'll move faster now. The cultural, regional, and generational roots of spanking. A lot of people have their two cents on this. Why you should never spank your kids. And also we have Miss Condoleezza Rice. People are saying that she should take over the NFL. She's an avid NFL watcher. And now people are saying that this person who was involved in the Bush administration, also some yellow cake shenanigans going on in the Bush administration. Not saying she was personally responsible for those, but some very questionable actions coming out of that administration. I really wouldn't want any of those guys, whether it's Bush, Cheney, Rice, or anybody else, to be involved in the NFL. And finally, we'll end on this because, you know, everybody talks about we need better role models in the NFL. And I see this and I'm like, well, what's wrong with this guy? We see RG3, that's a quarterback for the Redskins. And he's told by the NFL not to wear his Jesus T-shirt. So you have a guy who's trying to be a positive role model in a organization that desperately needs one. He shows up saying, hey, you know, I'm a man of faith. I want to just wear a very, you know, just it's a plain T-shirt. It just says no Jesus, no peace. And the NFL says, no, you can't have that because, you know, we'd rather have these other guys out here doing all these wild things and have a respectable guy walk around in a T-shirt that says Jesus. You have the NFL, the No Faith League, apparently. So that's it. That's my two cents on that. Like I said, not everybody in the NFL is collectively guilty for this stuff. But if you have good role models, let them be good role models. And hopefully they won't try to come into your household and tell you how to raise your children, because it goes from disciplining the locker room to trying to propagandize the entire stance. Well, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned. We'll have a special report from Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs coming up right after this break.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
Big Brother. Mainstream
media. Wait, I'm interrupting myself again.
Government cover.
I love Cochise. Listen to this.
You want answers?
So does this guitar.
Well, so does he.
Crank it up.
Live from Austin, Texas, yeah! Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been waiting, and I've been watching. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I've been airing a lot of special reports today because sometimes I like to do that because I think it's more interesting, more informative radio. So here is a promo for, well, the exposure of the They Live paradigm. I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
Now, predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me. And they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat as...
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Love it or leave it. Well, now, more and more, they're saying, don't show the American flag anywhere because it's politically incorrect. And people say, well, that's over the top. That makes no sense. That's the point. Training you that if Obama says so, that, well, Obamacare lowered your premiums and doesn't have death panels and isn't an income tax, even though the Supreme Court has ruled it is. These are the type of games they play. In fact, here's a headline, USA Today, I'm going to cover this coming up in the next segment. Tax refunds will be cut for American Care recipients. That's right. And they're going to then pull money out of your bank account if you don't go get the Obamacare. It's in the bill. We know what it does. And their denials show just how criminal these people are that are running the system now. And I mentioned political correctness. Look at this headline from Breitbart. College student forced to remove American flag from balcony could offend foreign people. Apartment manager said foreigners could find the display offensive. Remember 2 weeks ago when they wouldn't let firefighters in Chicago and they suspended them have American flags on their lockers, but people could put pinup girls up there. That was okay. Just don't have American flags. It's about telling you you have no rights and that any of your views that the establishment doesn't agree with are offensive. Political correctness is tyranny 101. We're going to break that down. Also, coming up, quarantine and martial law. We have operational documents that are public that those, quote, afflicted will be incarcerated and isolated against their will. And now they've been telling hospitals the last 2 weeks, get ready for Ebola here in America. I don't know if that's happening, but here's another headline. Ebola warning. CDC tells airlines to treat all bodily fluids as infectious. Here's a report dealing with media manipulation and control.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull...
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm mad. I want to make a TV star out of you.
You're going to be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people. Who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow them to do so.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists. It has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
Get on the ground!
Oh, I love this country so much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million million people that have watched him on YouTube, and a sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
where
the
window. Where are you going?
Everybody,
I want to see if anybody's yelling.
Window, open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
mad as hell. How am I going to take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell. I'm not
going
to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the White House in absolute panic. As a second person scales the walls, this time an Army veteran. The wicked flee when none pursue. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, in the middle third of the transmission today, we heard a lot of special reports, as I like to showcase really the important analysis and news from a wide variety of different angles and topics that's covered weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Again, that's 7 o'clock Central. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. You can go there and subscribe. It's $5.95 a month. 11 people can use the same membership, the same passcode. So share it with your friends and family. If you are a member, it is so essential to get your friends and family watching the nightly news. If you have not become a member, hey, all my films in HD, 19 years of material up on the site. The site's 14 years old, but we've got stuff that predates it on there. E-books, other documentaries. It's so important to subscribe and support the tip of the spear when it comes to promoting liberty and the First Amendment, to vote with your dollars. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and all the supporters of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and everything we do here. But now, you're stuck with me here, ladies and gentlemen, this evening, here in the last few segments, the last three segments, the last 45 minutes of this worldwide broadcast. And then I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, we don't take anything for granted. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission. First, let me tell you some of the news that is coming up. And then I want to get to the situation with two different people in the last 4 days scaling the fence at the White House, one of them making it through the front door, another, a Army veteran, making it over the fence. And this is really illustrating what a paper tiger the establishment is and how they're in absolute abject panic and fear right now, evacuating the White House over two people scaling the walls. So I'm going to try to cover that from a bunch of different angles here in just a moment. And then I'm going to get into this report, Obama administration blocking information from the press. And that's a big deal because the Associated Press is now complaining, and that's the establishment. And you see an exodus as socialist and collectivist wanting to get their agenda across and completed, now abandoned their Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx called him, Barack Hussein Obama. Then Australia, but this also happened, remember seeing this happen in Chicago and in Honolulu a few years ago, you can look it up, where the cops and the snitches, poor things, in some cases have sex with as many as 60 prostitutes in 1 year on their 12-hour shifts as part of then busting the Johns that go and use the services. Look, I'm a libertarian, folks. It's time to decriminalize all this because all you do is let the government get involved and make it that much more seedy and corrupt. It's just ridiculous. But Australia, snitch has sex with 60 prostitutes at taxpayer expense. Approximately 10 Sydney councils have called on his services. Yeah, then they use it to blackmail the city council people and others that are using the hookers. And from what I've read in these reports, most of the time they don't even know it's a hooker, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all about blackmail, the NSA. They've got similar systems in Europe. How do you stop this? You decriminalize it all, and you stop getting in people's business. And then you go after the private Federal Reserve that engineered over $1,000 trillion of fake derivatives that we've all been signed on to. That's a crime. Our government funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, that's a crime. Not people visiting prostitutes, regardless of what you or I or anybody else may think of it. And they use the fake Pharisee morality to just create whole new reasons to blackmail and control populations. That's what all of this is about. It's what it's always been about. You've got our government funding Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS, to chop heads off all over the world and destabilize, as we proved in the first half hour of the last hour. And you've got the government shipping in narcotics. You've got all of it. It's like drugs. I don't agree with drugs. I don't agree with the drug culture. I'm well known for criticizing it, but I am for decriminalization. Because it only lets the government become corrupt. It's like prohibition. They made alcohol illegal. Look it up. Alcohol use in that 10-year period tripled. And guess what else tripled? The mafia exploded in size. The police became corrupt. And then when that got done with, they went, oh, let's have drug prohibition now. And then nobody was really using hard drugs then. You could buy them at the drugstore. Drug use was much lower statistically. And so what did they do? The government, the agency started pushing it. Oh, yeah, it was narcotics detectives in New Jersey and New York and other areas of the country. Look it up. Who began to push hard drugs on the street. There wasn't a market, ladies and gentlemen. People weren't using it. It's so sick. It's also government agencies can have a business on the side and corrupt police departments and the lawyers and the rest of it can have a different... I'm telling you, that's what gay marriage is all about. I don't get in people's business what they're doing in their bedroom. But I'm telling you, folks, this whole gay marriage thing's being pushed by the lawyers because they want to be able to start getting everybody getting married so they can get a cut of all that money. I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. And it makes me want to throw up. So I guess I've already kind of covered this story, but I remember reading they tried to pass a state law 2 years ago in Hawaii where cops could have sex with the prostitutes because they were getting caught doing it. And they tried to say they had to do it as part of investigations. Do you know what that is when you make UN officials and other people above the law or feds think they're above the law and try to pass laws to do it or Congress passes laws to be above the law on insider trading and stuff like that, which they've done? How corrupt is that? Just type into a search engine, Congress makes themselves exempt from insider trading, CBS News, 4 years ago. It's called titles of nobility, and it's illegal inside the United States. It's in the Constitution. That no titles of nobility can be conferred. Of course, we got a lot of politicians that get knighted, don't they? And they get money and they get houses and they get things in England. Colin Powell and others, it's disgusting. But modern titles of nobility are the police and others being above the law and being exempt. In California, over 1 million state workers, including police, local or considered state as well, are exempt from the red light cameras and the license plate scanners. So that their names aren't in the database so folks can't stalk them. Hey, how about my name shouldn't be in a database so I can't get stalked? How about I get to have a little privacy too? You guys want to have a big police state where we all live in glass houses, but you don't want to live in a glass house. See, they want us all debating black, white, Hispanic, Asian, racism, Christian, Muslim, Jew, infighting, atheist, infighting. How about we all just agree that we all live by the same laws and the same rules and we promote a culture of liberty? How about that? How about that? We're going to go to break, come back with the Secret Service news, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get into what's happening at the White House and how this is a microcosm of the fear that is in the tottering state. All this and more coming up. We'll also look at the latest on Ebola. We'll look at the latest on antidepressants. And, oh, yeah, USA Today, you got Obamacare? They're not going to give you your tax refund. I told you that a few years ago. Now it's in USA Today. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I'm not leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order while wearing a Pokemon shirt and carrying a Pikachu doll. I'm sorry, just crank this music up every time you play it. I just got to hear it. Oh, my precious Deep Purple. The guitar coming up here in just a minute is just the best. It soothes the soul. Infowars.com. System doesn't like it. They're doing everything they can to shut it down. Right there, listen to that. It just gets better right here. Here's the hook. Am I lying or is that good, guys? Monday through Friday, we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. A lot about stories that are Rosetta Stones, stories that are skeleton keys, stories that really give you an insight into how real world psychology works. and it gives you a snapshot, almost a gauge or a barometer on what's happening out there. First off, I don't want anything bad to happen to Barack Hussein Obama, because that's the only thing that could save the New World Order and the work they've done with this puppet to bring in this tyranny. And by that, I mean the New World Order, the Global Crime Syndicate, the different criminal elements that work together through governments to expand their control and dumb down the population. A lot of stuff could save them. But I meant the only thing that can save Obama as their vehicle, as their puppet, and his legacy would be for him to get hurt. I want to destroy everything Barack Obama has promoted and done. I personally don't even wish him any harm because I understand he's just a deranged puppet of the establishment. And we disempower the establishment, the corrupt elements of it, when we stop hating their mindless puppets. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't attack the puppet because it's a figurehead. I just want to be clear that it's not just that the Secret Service has been here over the years, probably 10 times, let's not exaggerate, it's probably 10 times, maybe 9, 10 times, construing things that we've said about the president to be threatening when we've never been threatening to Bush or Clinton or Obama, the three presidents that I've been on the air, you know, since they were in office in my time as a broadcaster. I don't sit there and not call for violence against Obama because I'm scared of the Secret Service and the government. I do it because I'm really scared of somebody doing something to Obama and turning him into a martyr. I mean, I legitimately don't want anything to happen to him or any other traitors like Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner and the rest of them, because I want to see all of the policies they've pushed discredited and destroyed, and the only thing that can pull their bacon out of the fire is an assassination or assassination attempt. Remember a decade or so ago, the Taiwanese president got caught in a fake assassination attempt against himself, and they claimed the bullet grazed his leg in a parade, and it turned out that it was all fake and that he just cut himself, and it was staged by the Secret Service over there. That's the kind of stuff I'm worried about, because if I was the New World Order who thought Obama would get everything they wanted done, and he hasn't gotten a lot of it done, he's gotten some of it done, the only way, when they've spent billions of dollars two times getting him into office to rehabilitate him, would be to have the image of him under attack. Now, I don't think these two people that scaled the walls, and one of them from Austin, Texas, who got in the front door of the White House, I don't think either one of these people are being sent in as government agents, as provocateurs, to then draw attention to the fact that there's no security at the White House when there's massive security. I don't think that's what's happening here. There are a lot of mentally ill people, and I've told the story a lot of times. Every time a crazy person jumps off the Empire State's building of the World Trade Center, the police would have to be stationed there for the next week because copycats would instantly go and try to kill themselves. And police found if a black guy jumped off, four black guys would show up to jump off. Or if an old white woman jumped off, four or five old white women would show up. People would identify with whoever jumped off and splatted at the bottom, and then they would say, that's a good idea, I want to go do that. It's a copycat. It's the same thing with these mass shootings. All the system's got to do is wind up some mental patient, let them go do the shooting, we've proven that's happened before, and then hype the daylights out of it, and other screwballs will then go kill people. It's similar to death by cop, where people go and pull gun on a cop in a major city. It'll end up being on the news, and then somebody the next day will go out and pull a gun on a cop. It's just so many people are so suggestible. This is only one part of the story. It's why I call it a Rosetta Stone, because through it we can learn so much about psychology. The bigger thing here is that they evacuated it both times. They're all over the news panting and hyperventilating like it's the end of the world. And, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. Oh, my gosh, it's so dangerous. All they got to have is armed men at every door of the White House, which they have. And no one's going to get in there and do anything. Now, they've wanted to put barricades up around it because they're worried somebody will drive a truck of explosives into it. And let me tell you, with ISIS and the border being wide open and ISIS being a real terror group, that's a real possibility. But here's the deal. ISIS doesn't bite the hand that feeds it, as we covered in the first 30 minutes, and as Senator Rand Paul spoke a few days ago on the Senate floor. That's not going to happen. They won't even attack Israel. They're not attacking Saudi Arabia. They're not attacking Turkey. They're not attacking the U.S. now because they've been given 600 tons of weapons and are driving U.S. Army Special Forces armored trucks. Now, do you really think we just left those at bases for them to come get them? I predicted they'd let them have the Iraqi caches to do this before it happened. I've studied this every day, folks. I read the Jaynes Weapons Quarterly. I talk to the military analyst. I talk to the former head of Special Forces, not one but two generals that were both the former heads of Special Forces. We have the sources, and we've known the whole battle plan of what they're doing for global destabilization for 4 years. But shifting gears again, this shows what a paper tiger the entire establishment is and how pathetically cowardly they are that they're evacuating the White House and shaking in fear that a homeless military vet who served a whole bunch of tours and is obviously mentally ill, abused by this system. They didn't make you serve more than one tour in World War II. And let me tell you, it affected every World War II vet I knew that was in serious combat. How about 5 tours, 10 tours, 20 tours? A lot of these guys, though, have been in so many tours, they can't stop or they will freak out and implode. One treatment is to stay in. I don't know if my cousin's got any disorders or problems. He's completely normal and smart and wonderful guy and will come help you, you know, fix a leak at your house at 2 a.m. if you need him to. But I'm not kidding. Somebody ought to write a book about him. 31 years in the Army, more than 20 combat tours. He's seen it all. Africa, Latin America, Asia, Iraq. I mean, I was like 10 years old. I'm 40 when he was a private in the Army going off to be in secret operations in the Middle East. I remember all of it. And he moved up to be about as high level as you can get before you're an enlisted officer. But I bet money, because sometimes he'll get out for a year. He's done that a few times. He goes right back. It's kind of like a Hurt Locker because that's all he knows. That's all he knows. That's all. I mean, that's who he is. And he operates really good for somebody who's 50-something years old, 51, 52 years old. If he's in better shape than I am, all those tours, all that combat, everything, it's just amazing. All right, we're going to come back. And I want to get to some other news, but I want to finish up and put bookends on this about the paper tiger of the Invincible Empire shaking in its boots over people climbing the fence. Meanwhile, we have Chinese nuke subs with cruise missile launchers off our shore. That's coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. While they're worried about the Tea Party, the FBI is, we got nuke subs off our coast. Thanks a lot, New World Order.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back tomorrow live in studio. Video simulcast the whole night with the weekday transmission. All right, I want to finish up the news here and the situation with the White House basically in total panic over two people climbing the fence. But before we do that, I want to encourage everybody to remember that we have some of the most groundbreaking, cutting-edge, high-quality supplements available at InfoWarsLife.com. And not only are you getting high-quality supplements at very affordable prices, you're funding the absolute tip of the spear in the information war. So I want to invite everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to get the amazing Oxy powder, a special type of oxygen, proprietary. It's been out for 20 years, but we have the flagship group that we're getting it from, pun intended, Dr. Group. Goes right through the GI tract, just flushing everything out. Oxy powder, discounted and available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. We are getting in more DNA Force this week. We have the OccuPower, probably the most powerful eye formula out there with the non-GMO, super high-quality concentrated compounds, some of them patented, known to help with eyesight and other nerves in the body as well. Not just the ocular areas, but it focuses on that. InfoWars Life Clearlyfiltered.com. High quality water filtration, the ProPure G2, the Clearly Filtered, 10% off, the already lowest price with promo code WATER. All of that and more available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. Okay, so the politicians are in these big, giant armored compounds, huge jumbo jets, red carpets, red carpet events with Hollywood stars. Why, they're so wonderful. What does it signify that you've got a mentally ill person in a Pokemon outfit, and he's admittedly in the news in the Troy Record saying he had a history of mental illness, wanting to meet with the president to have him heal him? I think he needs to go to Benny Hinn. I think that's who he goes to, not to President Obama, not to Baphomet. But who knows, different strokes for different folks. So you've got that going on. And then now you've got this Army veteran scaling over who'd been homeless for a while, living with two dogs in a camp shack, they're saying. This is just people totally desperate, enamored with celebrity, just like you'll get mentally ill people that try to climb the fence at Paris Hilton's house every week. Or you'll get mentally ill people that try to, you know, break into where John Lennon lived in New York. I mean, this is what happens when they turn the president into this pop celebrity, where he doesn't deliver anything. He torches the country. He's the figurehead of that. It isn't angry people that hate Obama you've got to worry about. It is the mentally ill people you've got to worry about. And this sick society is generating so many of them. But the wicked flee when none pursue. I forget what Bible verse that is, but maybe we can look that up. But the wicked flee when none pursue. And that's what's happening here. The wicked flee when none pursue. And I've always used that quote, but the new True Grit with Bridges starts with that. It's Proverbs 28:1. Thank you. The wicked flee when none pursue. When the establishment is doing all these bad things, any authoritarian regime gets more and more oppressive. Presidents up until Kennedy's day didn't have all that security. And did security keep Kennedy safe? Here's another question. Overblown security? Did having the NSA spying on everybody pre-9/11 protect us? Having all this spying, did it protect us from ISIS launching all these offensives? No, because our own power structure basically ran the whole thing. The truth is, we have a power structure that's very mafioso, very thuggish. And just like North Korea or just like Mexico, our system now resembles a classical Roman Empire in decline, a banana republic. Does that mean the average cop is a bad man or woman? No. Does it mean the average FBI agent's inherently bad? No. Does it mean the average person in the CIA is bad inherently? No. A lot of them join for the right reasons. But if you think that the top isn't rotten and that corruption isn't intensifying at the highest levels, you're blind. And denying it is going to let the corruption completely and absolutely take over. The Constitution lives in the hearts of school teachers and auto mechanics and cops and judges and firefighters and factory owners and miners and just everybody. It could come back anytime like a phoenix from the ashes. So is the average cop a bad person, even though I criticize the police state? No, I've actually found on average, they're better than the general public. More awake, more dedicated, understanding what's happening. But on a very short social engineering leash and being manipulated big time. That's why we got to reach out to the police. Because tyranny or liberty will come to your door in a uniform. It's a historic fact. Now, shifting gears into other news here. This is out of the China Daily Mail. And it's also in their major state-run media reporting that China is now planning to move nuke subs officially off the U.S. coast. The head of their Navy said just last week, as well as their Army. You've seen these reports that they're preparing for nuclear war and see us as the main enemy now. So that's going on. Meanwhile, we have a White House that evacuates when a guy in a Pokemon outfit with a Pokemon doll climbs over it. So that's what's going on here. And they're saying, we'll prosecute you. You're all going to get in trouble. Do you think that's going to stop crazy people? Since when did threats of jail ever stop someone completely out of their mind? address why we have crazy people everywhere increasing. Every time I hear about somebody getting shot for no reason, like a cop in Austin by somebody in Walmart, I said that person's going to be on some type of psychotropic drug. And of course they were. And you're not going to stop cop killing by throwing that guy who was a zombie in jail on a bunch of Xanax. You're going to stop it by phasing out drugs that are causing this. I mean, it's so simple. But see, they don't want that. They'd rather just grandstand. Oh, it's horrible. There's crazy people just shooting people randomly. Yeah, because we're an immoral, decadent, demonic society, as evidenced earlier in John Bowne's report. I mean, I'm sorry, and I'm not on some moral high horse here. I got my own problems, but at least I want to be good. I want to try to be a good person. I love Jesus Christ. Who do you love? I mean, is your God the mainstream media? Because if our God is Hollywood, our world's going to look like Hollywood. What you idolize is what you build. It's what you create. And if you idolize a father that's strong and works hard and is honorable, you'll probably be strong and honorable. But if you're brought up by a bunch of psychopaths, brought up by the system, you're going to idolize that. And that's what we're dealing with, is unprecedented evil increasing in this society. I didn't even get to this. We'll cover it tomorrow. A giant military plant, a weapons plant, exploded in eastern Ukraine. Devastation was massive. The photos and videos are up on Infowars.com. Looked like a nuclear explosion going off, but or an atomic explosion, but so did that fertilizer plant in West Texas. The town of West Texas, not actual West Texas, the town of West. Remember, that blew up, looked like a nuke going off. And the Ukrainians have said that the Russians nuked it. No, actually, Russian separatists, probably armed by the Russians, fired three missiles into it. And that was also videotaped. Now, the airport was also attacked. And it's just terrible. I mean, the people running our country, not we, but the people running our country, have us in a pitch battle in Syria and in Ukraine with the Russians. And I'm not, again, saying the Russians are good, but the Russians didn't start it. And where I come from, when you start something, you're to blame for it. When you start something, you're to blame for it. So that's escalating very, very quickly right now. Obviously, Scottish independence didn't happen. A lot of allegations of fraud. Some video evidence of that up on Infowars.com. The defeated nationalist leader is a socialist. That's kind of an oxymoron. Says Scots tricked out of independence. No, they were so scared of the socialists and the communists that they didn't do it. That's what happened. They were so scared of labor, they jumped right back in the arms of the Tories that are basically the same people. So that's what's happening on that front. Now, again, continuing, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to hit on it in closing. College student forced to remove American flag from balcony. The school said it could offend foreign people, close quote. Just like NBC reports all over California, you can't wear American flags at school because it's offensive. That's like North Korea. They let you wear an American flag shirt if you're a visitor in North Korea, but not in America. And again, they want to take the most extreme example and make you submit to it because then the sky's the limit. Remember Massachusetts school districts last week wouldn't take 2,000 plus free pocket constitutions? So there was a backlash. They said, oh, these are controversial. These might be offensive. That's what, if you don't support Obamacare, you're racist. You don't turn your guns in, you're racist. They're just using this to manipulate us. It's cold-blooded. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And John Boehner and others work with them. Powerful Sunday transmission. Great job of the crew. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.